This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Zephyr CMS. It's a modern cloud-based CMS system that's licensed only to agencies. You can find them at zephyrcms.com. More about this later in the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz. My guest today is Charlie Schlegel. He is a co-owner of Schlegel Design Remodel, a Kansas City-based design and remodel firm. So, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, John Jantz. Excited to be here.
So, full disclosure, I have been doing work, consulting work, marketing consulting work with Schlegel Design Remodel on and off since about 2004, I think. Yeah. Now, clearly my longest standing client. So I thought, well, gosh darn it, it's about time to get them on the show and hear what they think of the world of marketing. So before we really get into that, maybe just describe, if, you know, somebody said, well, Charlie, tell me about your business. How would you describe Schlegel Design Remodel?
Well, we're a design build remodeler, locally owned, Kansas City, Missouri. We do projects ranging from full on home additions, home renovations, ranging from, you know, $1 million+ down to home improvement and home repairs to 2-hour service calls. So we've got a design build department, we've got a handyman service, and then we've got a pink team as well. So we're a full service from anything home maintenance, home repair, home improvement. We design it, then we can price it, then we can construct it.
So as I said, you know, I've been working on and off for 15 years with you all. So I do have a real history of kind of the tremendous growth that you've experienced. And, you know, while I like to claim that it was all due to marketing, you know, yeah, I'd love to hear from your,
was it not
from your point of view, you know, what do you think has led to really steady growth, you know, from the company?
I see the growth coming from an investment into our marketing. I see an investment into our team members. You know, we are a company that values the tenure of our team members. So, but we can't do that without clients. So the more people we've touched over the years that have spread the good word of Schlegel and with some tutelage of, you know, John Jantz and the Duct Tape Marketing Gang, we've continued to grow. We bolted on some different service offerings in our handyman department and our paint department, which has also allowed us to grow. We haven't done any growth through acquisition just yet. It's not something that we're targeting currently to do, just given the light of the situation out there in the world. But, you know, we are seeing even more demand than previous years in remodeling right now. I think we took a little 2-month, 3-month hiccup, and we've seen the surge come back stronger than pre-February, March times.
So when you're sitting in somebody's kitchen, or one of your designers is sitting in somebody's kitchen or dining room, and, you know, obviously the question is like, well, we're talking to a couple other people, why would we hire you? I mean, do you feel like there's a real point of difference that you can lean on that maybe nobody else can claim?
Yeah, I truly do. I think the design build model is one differentiator. I think our process within that design build model is a substantial differentiator. Sure. And as I shared earlier, our people are a big differentiator. You know, with having people retained that are committed to our client experience, which is our company's mission statement, we find that we can consistently deliver projects that are high quality, on schedule, and within budget. So the design build process affords a client the opportunity to know exactly what they're going to get before they buy it. So you're no longer buying, you know, the thought of what it may be or what it could be. We're not coming in with projects like this could be, I don't know, $250,000 or $100,000 or $80,000. It's your project for all the material selections, for all the design elements that you want into it, for all the spatial layout that you're requesting will cost X amount of dollars.
You've mentioned a couple of times the longevity of your people, you know, and I've been coming around there for 15 years, and many of your key people were there before that, that are still there. It's pretty phenomenal and probably not that common in a lot of small businesses. So you, I mentioned in the intro that you are a co-owner of the firm, but that's a somewhat recent development. You happen to grow up in the business, though. Your father started the business. Mm-hmm. I seem to talk to a lot of family-run businesses. You know, I have my daughters are working in my business. What would you say is both really good about that idea and then challenging maybe about that idea of, you know, sort of coming up in a business that's run by a family member?
You know, what I loved about growing up in the business is that I got to have the hands-on experience. I also appreciate that my dad had clearly communicated to those people that I would be working on job sites with that were members of the team that I'm not to be given special treatment. And some certainly took that to their advantage and got every ounce of sweat out of me that they could. But it taught me to work hard. It taught me to appreciate, you know, the people that are involved in the business. It taught me to appreciate what the business does, and it taught me how we do it. And then going on to, you know, college and working here in the summers. And during the school year, as both in the office as well as in the field, I got to see how the business side of the company was running while taking business classes. And upon graduation, I think the best thing my dad did was say, go work somewhere else for 3 to 5 years. Well, I graduated in the winter of 2006. So by the time I got out into the real world, the 2008 slide was just happening. So I did about 4 years away from the company and had a great opportunity to learn from an incredibly well-run organization that taught me about, you know, the new construction, the replacement and service departments within an organization. I was able to bring back that knowledge and apply it to a handyman department. So, you know, while my dad gave me the opportunity to come back, he also said, you got to bring value. And the value that was brought was through the handyman department. We bolted on, like I said, that whole new service offering that's really, you know, been a major growth point for the company. So, you know, I love working in the business. Rarely is there a day where you wake up and you think, oh, man, this is going to be a brutal one. There still are. But, you know, I'm fortunate that I wasn't. It wasn't handed to me by my father to say, go ahead and just kind of assimilate in here. There was some roadblocks, some challenges, some hurdles that, you know, he had me overcome and wanted me to bring the value to the company. And we've done that. And so that's what I enjoy most about working with family. Now, what's one of the, you know, one of the more difficult things is getting my dad to come into the office at this point. Because he's pretty much out on the he's enjoying retirement. We'll just say that. So,
was there any kind of hurdle of, hey, you know, there's Charlie who was coming in the summers being a laborer, you know, working alongside with folks, that all of a sudden now Charlie's the boss. I mean, was that a hard thing, or was, you know, did you have to earn that kind of right? You think of, you know, from the folks that have been there a long time.
The way I'm wired, I had to earn that, you know, on my own, for my own reasonings. I never had someone tell me I had to earn it by any means. But that's the way I thought. I actually remember Brad Scott, who was one of our long-term, you know, employees at the time prior to my purchasing the company with Chris Peterson. You know, Brad had, was coaching me on, you know, you got to kind of rise above that. You got to think bigger than that. You know, my dad would coach me on that as well. Fortunately, when starting the handyman department of the company for the first 6 years of my being a part of the back in the organization, I did bring on my own hires. Mm-hmm. While I would work in partnership with some of the people I used to work under, I wasn't directly managing those people at that time. So it gave me 6 years, 5 years to kind of get their trust, their, you know, buy-in to the fact that I hopefully they think I know what I'm doing at this point. I don't know. Maybe I don't know, but, you know, that they see that, you know, I am bringing value to the organization, and that it is, it's not just the high school, college, guy coming in anymore on late every now and then, not too often, right? But they're seeing that it is a different Charlie.
So has there been anything that you would say was particularly surprising about this, taking on this new role, or more rewarding, or, you know, was it easier than you thought? I mean, is there anything that when you actually got into this new position, you know, was sort of surprising to you?
COVID-19, a global pandemic. My dad, along with a lot of great people over, 38, 36 years, built a great brand, built a great company. And so there were a lot of systems and a lot of procedures in place that have allowed the transition to go smoothly. One of the biggest challenges is, I think ensuring what we call our company mission, the ultimate client experience, and ensuring that not only for our clients that are hiring us to perform remodeling, but ensuring that for the people that are part of the Schlegel Design Remodel team. Balancing all that, because what you do for one isn't good for all, but knowing that the best intentions for all are there. So one of the biggest challenges has been that ensuring that, our team and our clients are still getting the service that they deserve and that they are expecting. Not a challenge in the way of performance to that, but just monitoring, measuring the stress is really the stress that comes with that, knowing that the buck stops with you. That's probably one of those biggest challenges.
Today content is everything. So our websites are really content management systems, but they've got to work like one. Check out Zephyr. It is a modern cloud-based CMS system that's licensed only to agencies. It's really easy to use. It's very fast. Won't mess with your SEO. I mean, it really reduces the time and effort to launch your clients' websites. Beautiful themes, just really fast, profitable way to go. They include an agency services to really kind of make them your plug and play dev shop. Check out zephyr.com. That is zephyrcms.com. So you mentioned COVID. I distinctly remember getting a email or late night text from you on the day that Kansas City said, we're closing down. Yeah. That was obviously quite a curve. What do you think? I mean, you like a lot of businesses, you had employees, you had projects, you had clients, you had a lot of uncertainty. What do you think? What do you think you learned about the business, about yourself, and kind of getting this like completely new challenge?
Well, about the business, what I learned is that no doubt our team is committed. We did have to lay people off, and we do have most, if not all, of those people back. So that shows the commitment to the organization, our client experience. What I learned about myself through this is that, difficult times are going to arise. There's no playbook for how to navigate COVID-19. And so leaders will have to emerge to be on the forefront and as I would give the analogy, carry the flag while running down the battlefield and just saying, I don't know if this is the right way to go, but based on all the information that I have today, this is where we're going. And have the team collectively behind you, knowing that, hey, this person has a history of making good, sound judgment decisions. Let's continue forward. So, it was tough to send out letters to clients saying we're going to put their projects on hold. The fear of retribution for that is terrible. Terrifying. Luckily, we had most all, not everyone, but most all of those clients, completely understand and actually applaud us for looking out for them and looking out for our team members. So once the that anxiety and fear and stress of the retribution for that melted away as soon as those emails started coming back from clients saying, you know, good choice, wise decision. Thank you for looking out for your people and looking out for our home. So those were probably the two most challenging parts to the revving up of the pandemic. Now it's the maintenance and the monitoring of it. You know, with this second kind of second increase of cases that we're in, it's trying to determine, is it increase in cases? Is it increase in death rates? Is it, you know, affecting certain areas of the city or, you know, so there's a lot to process. And as you can tell, John, and you've seen me, I've shaved my head because my hair is growing in so much grayer in just 3 or 4 months
right.
than it was prior to this whole ordeal. So
do you think it's ultimately going to change anything about how you do business? You know, I keep hearing from a lot of people that certain things like, you know, the Zoom, you know, consultation, you know, that didn't exist before, that maybe that's a better way to do business or a different way to do business. Do you think there are any things that have been changes coming out of this that you think will be positives for your business?
Yes. We are doing more virtual visits. We are trying to, you know, remain minimal contact sure. with our team and with our clients. So we are using Zoom. It is affording us, you know, really some more targeted meetings, some more on point meetings. So less time spent in meetings overall. We've been able to condense 4 different meetings into about 2 or 1 different meeting throughout a week. We're actually looking at investing into some technology at this point because with the physical separation of our team, we're considering that this technology investment will afford us better, more easy, or more effortless and more consistent training for new hires, right. while as well as producing a repeatable result for, you know, job packages and job site information. You know, while realizing, I mean, we were about to make a substantial investment into our building in February, late February. We sat down and we approved, a six-figure investment into our property to help office spaces. We're considering now that we may still do a portion of it. It just may look substantially different as people want to work from home more. Mm-hmm. And as we see that there's definitely some people that can successfully work from home, and there's some people that do much better in an office setting than those that work from home successfully. So, it's changing business. I will say that buying and remodeling, in my opinion, is still a very personal event.
Yeah.
It's usually someone that is looking to, most of our clients are looking to invest into their home. And their home and that investment is something that they value particularly above most things.
Yeah.
So when they do that, they're looking to engage with someone on a personal level, because we could be partnered with them for 6, 9, 12 plus months. So at some level, we are still having to get the personal connections in place.
Yeah, I suspect people's relationships with their homes have taken on kind of a new trend or new, you know, people are not only looking at like, gosh, I need to fix that. They're kind of saying, you know, if we're going to be holed up here instead of, you know, on the ski slopes or something, you know, maybe we should have this and this and that. And I suspect there are businesses that like remodeling businesses that's, you know, that's going to be something that turns into a positive.
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing, as you and I have discussed, I mean, the amount of requests for information on additions and finishing basements,
right.
you know, gaining more space or, you know, repurposing existing space has become a huge talking point with prospective clients. So it's kind of driving a little bit different narrative. Kitchens and baths, people are always wanting to do, but there's been a much more of a focus on basements and additions in the past, you know, month and a half, 2 months that we've been full up and running.
So Charlie, I know that you do work primarily, well, really exclusively in the Kansas City area, but tell people where they might find out more about Schlegel. I know a lot of remodeling contractors out there admire your work and admire your business as well. So tell people where they can find out more.
Well, you can find out more about us on Facebook. We've got a great page on Facebook where you can find us at remodelagain.com. That's remodelagain.com. Or if you ever want to chat, you can call our office.
All right. So people still use that telephone, don't they?
Yes.
Well, Charlie, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing a little bit about kind of your experience over the last year. And we'll certainly bump into you, if not on the road, on another Zoom call.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you again, John, real soon.